Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Gell along with Charlie Long. Happy to welcome in now Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak. Just heard our interview with Taliese Fuaga earlier today. Jeff, how you been doing, man?
I'm still sweating.
No, it wasn't that bad.
I haven't been out of practice for like 6 hours. I'm still sweating. It's wild. Like once you stick the time, this time of year, once you start sweating, you just don't stop. And so I'm working on it. I'm a little dehydrated, but I think I can make it.
I definitely have been drinking a ton of water since I got to the station. And I didn't think it was that bad today, though. But, man, oh, man, I know it's coming because that cloud cover has been a blessing. It was, not as cloudy as yesterday, but we still got a little reprieve from that broiler being on high. What was high, obviously, the Saints QB competition. Everybody's been clamoring for news every day about that. And, you know, we got to see Tyler Shuck, the rookie, taking first-team snaps today. Things started out a little shaky for him, and they improved gradually. I will say, at least, seems to have a nice connection with wide receiver Rashid Shaheed. Some pretty good hookups going on there. And just your impressions from Shuck running with the ones today.
Yeah, it is interesting because if I had to pick, okay, who's Spencer Rattler's top connection right now? It'd be Chris Olave.
Yeah, right.
Who's Tyler Shucks? It'd be Rashid Shaheed. So, yeah, maybe they're having their own little pathways there. But now, you know, Tyler, it's not about being perfect right now, and I think that's what because we're talking about a competition, kind of lose sight of that. This is practice, and you know, J.J. Watt tweeted about this today, and I couldn't agree more with what he said, which is like, you got to understand that not everything is about, 100% completion percentage, touchdown on every drive. It's like, you're trying to do stuff. You're trying to work on concepts. And so is the defense, right? And so not everything's going to look perfect because you're working on things. And I think that's kind of what you're seeing with Tyler right now is you're developing, you're figuring things out. You know, one thing Deuce said today, which I agree with, is, you know, a lot of the last 2 days has been, okay, let's see what you remember. You know, it's been a month and a half since we installed all this stuff during minicamp and OTAs. Let's see how fresh that still is. Like, what do we need to still work on? What do we need to figure out? One thing that I think Tyler has in his bag that is, you know, when he ultimately plays at the NFL level is going to play well for him, is he handles pressure well. And I don't mean, okay, an edge rusher coming off and beating the tackle and getting to him. I mean, like, when the defense is sending extra rushers, he handles it very well. And even today, his last throw of the day, Brandon Staley wasn't taking it easy on him. He sent a zero blitz right at his face, and he was able to calmly just kind of backpedal a little bit, take a step or two back, find Rashid Shaheed. The ball was a little low, but he was able to haul it in for a touchdown. And, you know, those are the type, you know, when you're a young player and you can't handle pressure, it just keeps coming at you. Because the defense, it's like, until you prove you can beat it, they're going to keep sending it. That's one of the things Spencer Rattler struggled with mightily last year. And
right. It's
one of the things I'm hoping that he can improve on this year. It's something that I think Tyler has. I think one of he struggles a little bit more when teams drop eight and play coverage, because then you have to kind of trust your reads. And, you know, NFL safeties and defensive backs are so good at disguising coverages. And I think when you're a little slow as a young player, that's what it is. It's you're not trusting what you're seeing. You're waiting for it to change. And sometimes it does change. Sometimes it doesn't. That, like, that moment of indecision becomes, you know, it might as well be 10 minutes. You might as well be frozen in a block of ice. And so I think that's what you're seeing Tyler battle right now. I did appreciate, like, from the first set of practice reps to the end of the practice, I thought he made strides even from that point to that point, from day one to day two. So, you know, like, I wouldn't say it's been perfect for him.
He hasn't put
the ball in harm's way, which you'd like. But, you know, I do think that, you know, this is the development you want to see, and we'll know a lot more this time next week, 2 weeks from now, when you get into the preseason games. And at this point, it's all about identifying what you need to work on and working on it.
Yeah, looking at Jeff's practice notes, you can find them at WWL.com. Jake Haener, you know, still working with the third team today. We're expecting, you know, that he finally gets his chance with the ones tomorrow. But, you know, overall, he had a pretty good day to do today as well. Some nice throws to Juwan Johnson. One went for a touchdown. And just, you know, we kind of joked about this. He sounds like the starting quarterback of this bunch, has the most personality and in-depth answers, I think, out there. Great soundbite from Jake. That's just, we hope that the play on the field could be as great.
Yeah, you know, I think what I said to you was, like, if all you did was listen to press conferences, you would assume Jake Hanager was the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints.
Like, handles it very well.
He has that air about him. Like, yeah. He's confident up there. He holds court whenever, like, you see some of these guys walk up there and you can tell they're just dreading that press conference for, like, the last hour. Like, oh, my gosh, I have to talk to these folks. He walks up and is like, hello, beautiful people, and just does this whole thing. Like, he has a great personality, and you appreciate that. Like, I fully expect him to be a coach someday in the NFL. Like, he has that, like, the way he talks about the game. And, like, you could just talk to him about football for, like, 20 minutes, and it'll just go by in a flash. I don't think people are as confident in his ability to be a starting quarterback in the NFL, or at least kind of the general observers, as it would sound like he is when he talks to you. But we'll see. You know, Kellen wasn't fully committed to the, oh, he's going to get first-team reps tomorrow. He kind of said, like, right, in some capacity. So I would guess that means more like, okay, you bump up to the second team, which includes more of the first team. And we'll see. Like, I would be very surprised if you bump Tyler down to third team or Spencer down to third team. And we'll just have to see. Like, that's the fascinating part that I've been waiting to find out. Is Jake Haener really in this competition? And I think we're going to find out tomorrow, because if they give him a legit run of first team reps, then yes, he is legitimately in this competition. If they don't, which keeping him with the third team today would kind of seem to indicate that he's not, then, you know, it becomes, okay, you have a two horse race. And then, you know, if one of those guys really falls off and Jake plays really well, maybe he supplants one of those guys. But as of right now, I'll believe it when I see it.
Looking at special teams, Jeff, one thing that did not go well, Charlie Smith had a rough day in the kicking game.
Yeah, you know, I was that was a bummer to watch, and I'm sure he's as disappointed as anybody else. Like, I had him 2 for 5. You could easily say it was 1 for 5, this first kick. You know, he kicks it so high, it's tough to tell sometimes whether it actually went over the goalpost or on the outside of it. I'll give it to him because it was close. But, yeah, he had 3 misses. These were not long kicks. These were all inside 50. One of them missed to the right. 2 of them missed to the left. And the last one, like, it seemed like they were getting further away. You know, and that's the struggle for him. You know, he can make a kick from, you know, the other county. I guess not county here, but whatever. You get the idea, parish. Like, he can make a kick from miles away. But the problem is I need him to make the kicks he has to make, which is 50 and in. You know, if you can make all those kicks, then we can start talking about 60 plus. But you got to be rock steady on these kicks, and these are the ones he's missing. And that's a problem for me. And I think, you know, hopefully it was just a mechanical thing today. Maybe it was on the holder, you know, maybe it was just something was going wrong there and you fix that and you kind of get that rangefinder figured out and it all kind of locks in and we forget about this day. But that's a rough start when, you know, you're going to look at Blake Groupie and he's just going to nail these kicks, right? And it's a tough start to a competition when, you know, like, you have 2 legitimate kickers. It's not like you have one guy who's just kind of there and someone you're hoping up, you know, plays well enough to knock him off, right? Like, it's you have a really, really talented young kicker in Blake Groupie and a guy who may have a generational leg behind him, but you don't want to be losing games because you're missing 35-yard field goals in crunch time. And that's what you're worried about when you have a guy who just hasn't kicked at the NFL level. So we'll have to see. I feel confident that he's going to figure it out and be more consistent. But, you know, every time you see those flashes of, like, man, that was rough, it's hard to see it as a true competition.
Jeff, I wanted to ask you about the running back room. I'd asked this to Renee Nadeau earlier, that behind Alvin Kamara, and Alvin could have a really great season in Kellen Moore's offense, but it's just Kendra Miller, the rookie in Devin Neal, Cam Akers, who's already had a fumble throughout the first 2 days in training camp, and, you know, maybe Marcus Jarns, the undrafted free agent from Delaware. Your thoughts on the running back room? Clyde Edwards-Helaire is involved as well, obviously, but just who can really supplement that second spot behind Alvin Kamara and kind of make a name for themselves throughout training camp?
You know, it's funny because the one guy you didn't mention, I was, you know, I've been talking about today.
Who did I miss?
I've said his name more than I expected to, which is Velus Jones. He's wearing 13, okay, which is weird, for especially for a running back. You know, and he's been involved in the passing game, and I think that's an interesting skill set to have at the running back position, because that's kind of what you need with that third, fourth string running back, is a guy who you can have. Like, I always think of like a Darren Sproles of like, yeah, you needed that guy. Like, he was a guy that you could never kind of peg of like, okay, what is his job? But every time he's out there, he's making plays. And, you know, I'm not saying I think Velus Jones is going to make the roster, but he has been a lot more involved than I thought he would be to this point. You know, but I still look at Kendre Miller and I say, you know, cross your fingers because he's healthy right now, right? Like, we're further into camp this year already than he got last year. He got into one set of individual drills last year and pulled his hamstring, and he was never heard from again the entire training camp. He's been out there for 2 days. He looks healthy. I actually thought he had a strong day today. He looked like he had some good burst. He had some good vision. You can't really tell anything with running backs until someone's allowed to hit you. And honestly, on both sides, right? Like, if you're a running back that likes to run behind their pad, you can't really do that until they come on. So, you know, I feel like it's going to be a legitimate competition. I have no idea who it's going to be behind Alvin Kamara right now. My gut tells me Kendre Miller and Devin Neal, just because those are the guys you drafted. I think there's a spot to be won, and that's why when you see Cam Akers fumbling on his first touch of camp, it's not a great look, because it's going to be so competitive that those are the type of plays that, you know, they are going to be remembered. So we'll have to see, but I still the talent that exists within Kendre Miller is so evident when you see him out there, and it's just a question of whether he can deliver on that. So until he proves otherwise, I'm going to stick with him as that guy.
You know, we look at interceptions as a negative, obviously, on the quarterback, but I'm going to take it as a huge positive for the rookie DB, Quincy Riley, getting the first interception of Saints training camp today, making a play on a ball that Spencer Rattler wished he just put a little more zip on it.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting because Spencer said after practice that he was actually trying to throw it away out of the back of the end zone, which, you know, I think what his coach would tell him is like, throw it away out of bounds on the sideline. Like, you don't need to be throwing that out of the back of the end zone. Like, I know you feel like you have the arm to do it, but the reason you don't is because of exactly what happened is if you leave it a touch short and a guy makes a play on a ball, then you lose that ball. But I do think that's a better explanation than I was trying to throw up a ball to Mason Tipton in the back of the end zone. But no, Quincy Riley, it's cool to see him out there. Like, that was kind of his reputation. I'm a ball hawk. I'm a guy who's gonna take the ball away, make impact plays, because you need that. That's what Paulson Adebo did for you, and he's gone now. So, yeah, definitely good to see the rookie making a play.
Awesome work today, Jeff. We'll be talking to you tomorrow morning at Saints training camp. Check out his training camp notebook, WWL.com, for all the latest. See you tomorrow, Jeff, and have a great one, man. Talk to you then.
Yes, sir. Stay cool.
Yes, indeed. Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter and our WWL digital content producer, joining us there. You can follow him on Twitter at Jeff_Nowak.